I'm Russ White for Greening of the Great Lakes. My guest is Chloe White, who is the Clean Commute Options Coordinator for CATA. That's the Capital Area Transportation Authority. Chloe, welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me. We focus on transportation options that are better for the environment than driving yourself around in your car every day. And because driving yourself emits a lot of pollution. And that's not good for our air quality. That's not good for our community's health. And so we try and educate people on how their daily transportation habits really affect our community's air quality and thus our public health.
And let's back up a bit. How did the program even come into being? Why is it even there?
Back when the EPA amended the Clean Air Act in 1991, they changed the standards for acceptable level of pollution and acceptable air quality and realized that it was going to be pretty hard for regions, states, whatever, to meet these new standards. So they created this thing called the Congestion Mitigation and Air Quality Improvement Program, which is essentially a way to provide grant money to those regions so that they can establish programs that will lead to improving their region's air quality. And sometime after this program was put in place, essentially the entire state of Michigan failed a federal air quality test. And so many of the regional transportation authorities in Michigan became eligible to receive that grant money. And that included the Tri-County region, which is Ingham, Eaton, and Clinton County. And CATA was awarded the grant funds to be responsible for that type of a program in our area.
So tell me more about some ways that people can commute cleaner.
We at Clean Commute Options define clean commuting as any mode of transportation that emits less per person emissions than driving alone in your car would. And there are many different modes that would fit that definition. The ones we focus on are obviously taking the bus. We're a bus company. But also biking or walking as some non-motorized options. And thirdly, carpooling or vanpooling.
And while we're talking about Lansing in specific, where you are with CATA, people interested in other parts of the state should just check with their transportation authority or rideshare program because there are likely similar programs.
Exactly. The Tri-County region was not the only region in Michigan that failed that air quality test. I've worked with the Grand Rapids and Southeast Michigan versions of my program, and we're all pretty similar. We're all trying to make the same change for our communities.
And what are some of the ways you go about making people aware of this great program? Because I understand, for example, you have a duathlon coming up.
We try and put on fun, entertaining events that the public can come and attend that give them an opportunity to test out one of those clean commuting options that we're trying to promote, one of which is what you just mentioned, the duathlon. And that specifically allows the public to test out non-motorized transportation because it is a running and biking race. And it takes place this year at Lake Lansing Park South, and it is on Sunday, September 11th. Race kicks off at 9 a.m. and it's a 1.4-mile running race. Then you transition and you hop on your bike and you head out for a 12.4-mile bike. And then you come back in, jump off your bike, and go out for another 5K run. So when it's all said and done, you will have tested out definitely running and biking and maybe a little walking if you're not the greatest runner.
And how can people sign up for that? Can they still if they're interested?
Absolutely. You can sign up online through Friday, September 9th, just by going to comecleanduathlon.org. But if you want to come out and sign up on race day on site, that's perfectly acceptable.
Or if you want to volunteer, I'm sure you can use help.
Yes, we are definitely looking for volunteers. On that same website, there's a specific link for volunteering, and we have lots of different shifts. They're about a couple hours long, and you can come out and help marshal along the bike course, cheer people on, direct them along the way. We have lots of refreshments that we need help restocking, registering, checking people in, lots of opportunities to volunteer.
So, Chloe, summarize what you'd want our listeners to know about clean commuting, and what should they keep in mind so that they can commute cleaner?
We all know that getting in your car and driving alone is often the most convenient choice. So we try and make clean commuting just as convenient. And we do that in a couple different ways. One is we have an online ride matching service. So you go to our website, cleancommute.org, and you create a profile and you get to put in all of your commute parameters. You know, I go from this location at this time. I've got about 15 minutes flexibility on my arrival and departure. And out comes a list of any bus routes, biking buddies, carpools, or vanpools that match your needs. The other part is emergencies arise. And let's say you're a carpooler and your kid gets sick and you're not the carpool driver. You don't have a car at work that you can use to go and pick up your sick kid. So we have another program called the Emergency Ride Home Program, and it's essentially insurance that you will have a car available to you in that type of an emergency. And so if you commute cleanly 3 days a week, then every 6 months we will mail you 2 vouchers. And each voucher is good towards a 24-hour rental from Enterprise Rent-A-Car. And they will deliver the vehicle to you, or you can go and pick it up. You can execute any errands that are related to that emergency and drop off the car at any Enterprise location. As long as you stay within that 24-hour time limit, we cover your entire cost, with the exception of you got to return the car with a full tank of gas. I'd like to add that the Tri-County region specifically focuses on limiting ozone emissions. And those are definitely transportation related. And every now and then, the state, I think it's the DEQ, will issue an ozone action day, which means our level of ozone has reached a specific level that it is now unhealthy for certain people to be outside in those air conditions. And that includes people with asthma or chronic respiratory illnesses, youth, children, the elderly, or any active adult who frequently exercises outside. When we reach one of those levels of ozone pollution, it's unsafe for you to be outside. And that's considered an orange alert that they'll issue. And those primarily occur during ozone action season, which is from May to September. And so we really try and focus our public education campaigns during that time frame. And that's why we start off the season in May with a commuter challenge. And we end the season with this duathlon in September.
So, Chloe, you're a recent University of Michigan graduate with a degree in environmental science. What advice do you have to other young people coming up who want to do something career-wise in this still growing and emerging sustainability field?
My biggest piece of advice is make sure while you're still in school, you get some sort of a hands-on experience in the area of environmental science that you're interested in. Because environmental science is such a broad field and there's so much you can do with it that it doesn't naturally transition into a job. You know, I like to say, I didn't major in accounting, so I'm not searching the job boards for the job title of accountant, and I don't then become an accountant. I studied environmental science and specialized in sustainable business, had an internship at the state government, and then now I'm working at a bus company. You know, it wasn't a smooth transition. So it's really key to get some sort of a hands-on experience, be it an internship, a job, an unpaid internship, volunteer experience, something so you can start getting connected to the environmental community in the area that you want to work, because it's really important to network. And I know that that's a buzzword. You know, people say, you got to network. That's the only way you're going to get your job. I didn't know what that was. I had to actually go out and start doing it to learn what that was. And it's really talking to the people in your field, learning what they do, and then sharing with them about what you're interested in and asking if they know someone that you should talk with. So it's really important to network and get a hands-on experience.
And Chloe, you said buzzword. You know, in a way, sustainability has some buzzword to it because it means so many things to so many people. What does it mean to you?
I think I really like the definition of sustainable development, and it kind of harkens back to my days as being a Girl Scout. As a Girl Scout, you're told to always leave a place better than you found it, and that's really what sustainability and sustainable development means to me. I want to leave my world better than it was for the future generations.
Well, Chloe, thanks for joining us, and tell us again what you'd like people to remember about the Clean Commute Options Program and how can they get more information.
Absolutely. Well, first, you should know that all of our services are free. and it's very easy to sign up online to start finding a clean commute option for you. You can do that at cleancommute.org and click the green clean commute login button. And if you have any questions, I'm your resource in the Tri-County region. I am supposed to be visible and active, so you can contact me via email or on the phone or find information on the website. I'm your resource.
That's Chloe White, the Clean Commute Options Coordinator for CATA. That's the Capital Area Transportation Authority. And I'm Russ White for Greening of the Great Lakes.